chapter 2, called Their Solution. In offering a solution of the four problems stated in the preceding chapter, I shall draw on that accumulated and inherited wisdom of the ages, known even in olden days as the ancient wisdom, named by Greek philosophers at Alexandria, Theosophia, which means divine wisdom, and known in modern days as Theosophy. For these are no new problems. The human mind has noted and sought to solve them from the dawn of man's power to observe, to reason, and to inquire. In advance, I may here say that the ancient wisdom teaches that divine justice does rule the world, and that there is a meaning and a purpose behind human life. Despite the appearance of injustice, perfect justice is in fact ensured to every human being by the operation of a compensatory law, the law of cause and effect. The purpose of life is stated to be the evolution of the human soul, the spiritual self, to the stature of the perfect man, a state of complete fulfillment and highest development. Defined by St. Paul in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 13, in these words, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Such, according to Theosophy also, is the goal of human life, to come unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That is why we're here. That is the great deliverance to which we are all journeying. That is why we endure our manifold afflictions and experience our upliftments and our joys. All these are the means whereby the divine powers, potentially present within the soul of man from the beginning, germinate and develop from the seed-like to the holy, fully unfolded state. The ancient wisdom also affirms that this attainment of perfection is utterly certain for the spiritual soul of every human being. One day, all will obey the command given in the Bible. I am quoting, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Matthew 5, verse 48, in the Authorized King James Bible. Nevertheless, the problems of the necessary time and the opportunities inevitably present themselves to the thoughtful mind. For no single life, even of the allotted span, can possibly provide a sufficient number and variety of experiences, challenges, and opportunities necessary for the attainment of the stature of the perfect man. The fulfillment of human life, becoming perfect physically and intellectually as well as spiritually, is indeed impossible in one brief human life alone. If but one life there be, then the task of reaching Christhood is hopeless of fulfillment. Man is foredoomed to failure from the beginning, and this for want of adequate time and opportunity in which to develop to the point of genius every human faculty, to master every weakness, and ultimately to make manifest every godlike power. If, however, reincarnation be true, if we do return to Earth time and time again, growing a little on each occasion, then the possibility exists of full unfoldment. If at the close of each life we have advanced a few steps, in some very successful lives, perchance many steps, towards the great goal, then, at the end of a number of such lives, perfection could be achieved. If these are the conditions under which human life is planned and lived, an almost infinite vista opens out before each one of us. We face a future which is full of light and of the promise of spiritual victory. It is not difficult to understand that such a belief in spiritual evolution through successive lives on earth would inspire hope and give confidence and courage to those for whom it is acceptable. Child prodigies who early display remarkable natural faculties, enabling them to excel in mathematics, literature, or a branch of the arts, for example, are reincarnations of people who, having achieved mastery in former lives, have brought over their acquired faculties as so-called natural gifts. The accurate narration of historical events by those claiming to have participated in them, and who could not have become aware of them by any natural means, this is explained as being due to the transference from one body to its successor of the memory of those events. When their stories are put to the test and found to be true, as in the cases referred to in chapter 6, these people are actually remembering their former lives. Such, briefly stated, are the solutions of the four problems made possible by the adoption of the doctrines of reincarnation and karma. A fuller exposition of each solution will be given later in this work.